It was really quite an experience to sit in the common hall of what had been the house of Pontius Pilate. The games of the Roman soldiers could be clearly seen where they were scratched in the stones, and these men found enjoyment in playing two or three different games popular at that time. But they had the most fun when they were given a prisoner to torment and ridicule. It was in that hall that Jesus provided them with a few hours of fun. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the Crown of Thorns. Our guide was Sister Agnes of the Sisters of Zion. She was a small English lady with an amazing grasp of history, a sense of deep fulfillment in her work, and a love for the Lord Jesus Christ that shined through all that she did. She pointed us to the scriptures that told of Jesus as he stood before Pilate, the Roman governor. When it became evident to the governor that the mob preferred Barabbas to Jesus, he scourged Jesus and delivered him to the soldiers to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. First they stripped him of his clothing and turned him into a comic king. They gave him a scarlet robe, a crown of thorns, and a reed for a scepter in his right hand. Then they began to salute and bow their knees, crying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Tiring of this, they became more boisterous and began to shove him around, to spit on him, and pound him on the head with a reed. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. These were rough, tough, profane Roman soldiers who were enjoying the game. One can almost hear the laughter and the shouts. They had only one guideline. They couldn't kill him. If the prisoner died before the crucifixion, they would be severely punished. Who knows how long they shoved him around and beat upon him? The one thing we do know is this. He permitted it to be done. At any time, he could have called upon 12 legions of angels to come and wipe out the entire Roman band. The merciless scourging and the beating with a reed left him battered and bloody. The prophet said, "His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Why did Jesus permit it? Why did he let them lead him away to be crucified? Here again the words of the prophet. "He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. My friend, it was for you and me. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." What is your response to all this? Mine was simple. 25 years ago, I bowed my knees to him, not to mock him, but worship him as my Lord and my God. He became the King of my life. He became my Savior from sin and the Lord of my life. May God bless you as you bow your knees to him in spirit and in truth.